What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
No hear. We don't hear, Spike. We see your lips moving, but we don't hear you. And this is radio. So you want to stop doing that? Yeah, perfect. We're enjoying it. Perhaps we should start over with a different host. No sound. Spike, no sound.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Spike on the Spike Mic Show with Spike off of the mic. The Spike's mic is currently not working, but we're going to go on with the show anywho. So,
we can't read you.
Without further ado, we're going to go to commercials. A word from our sponsor.
Boom. Boom. Oh, this is such good radio. Hi, folks. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. Let's go around clockwise from the bottom.
Okay. And let's talk about how we're sticking.
Yeah.
Billy, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like a butterfly in the wind.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's interesting because I'm sticking like a butterfly to flypaper.
Oh,
that's sad. I'm sticking like tar, street tar to your heel as you're crossing to the beach.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh,
I think we heard.
Oh, man.
Oh, what do you mean? Hold on a second. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, Spike, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like I hit the on button, but then my thing went off. I have no idea what that was about. I don't know. Why is this happening? Is it trophic spearing ducting?
Yeah, whatever that is.
It's like when the tar paper. It's like when the sun is giving some kind of burst, and they're messing up with electronics. Sun flares and bursts of things.
Sunspots and storms and flares. I see now, because that's not what I heard you say the first time. Solar flares. That's it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't know whether they did a formal introduction into this.
Yeah, we did all our.
We did it. But sticking. Chad, I'm dying to find out how Chad's sticking.
Oh, I'm sticking like butter on a breakfast toast.
Oh, I like that. Hey, we've decided you wasn't here a couple shows ago, Mr. Chad, but we decided that it's not a competition. On who says how you're sticking, but I'm going to write some of these things down and use them for later references. But
oh, okay,
it's not a
lie. You won't be using mine. Mine are horrible.
but again, it's not a competition. Okay,
but it is.
So don't feel obligated to have to, you know, come up with something cool or clever.
I won't. But I will.
Why? Well, it's not a competition.
So okay.
Hey, right, so this
no
is
no wagering.
Yeah, this is like on the mic show. We're coming.
I thought mine was really good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yours was like, but tar paper on the.
Not tar paper. Like street tar to your heel on the way to the as you cross to the beach. So it's full
it's
of
like anticipation. A run-on sentence.
A little bit of pain. It's the pavement is hot. Your feet are kind of moving quickly.
Sticky.
You're trying to bury them under some warm sand, and you want to get. To the beach because it's going to be fun.
Ooh, yeah. And PW, I heard I came in as you was, or was it Billy? Somebody was a butterfly.
Me.
Billy was a butterfly, and I was a butterfly as well, but I was a butterfly on...
Stuck to flypaper.
Flypaper, yeah.
Whereas Billy was fluttering in the breeze.
And she was Billy, what were you again?
A butterfly in the wind.
Zephyr wins.
We like to say it's not a competition.
No.
What the hell is a butterfly?
Glad we're doing this over.
I'm a butterfly in the wind because I'm not at my home. I'm out. I've traveled.
Okay. All right.
I'm traveling.
We'll go with that. Well, listen, if you guys want to help us get through this show, you can always
just turn it off.
Because I tried that earlier when we first started. I tried that, and it kept saying, no, 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 get you past tomorrow. You can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900, because we are a caller-driven show. We really enjoy people calling and driving, or at least giving us their point of view on certain topics and issues. Because speaking of topics and issues, this show, ladies and gentlemen, the Spike on the Mic show, like to talk about at least three things.
The past, the present, and the future. Woo-sah.
Hey, programming note. Does anyone know where that came from? Anybody?
Woo-sah?
No, no, no. The three things that we talk about.
You?
You, yeah.
No.
You
said it. Oh, okay, so moi, that's French.
I went out and found music to match it.
Oh, so I was the originator of a great, great jingle thing.
Well, not the jingle. Just we talk about three things, the past, present, and the future.
Listen, sometimes...
It never made any sense, you know, because we don't always talk about three things.
We always talk about it. So isn't that right, Voice of Reason?
Oh. You're absolutely 100% right on that one, Spike.
I had to bring it back home. So if you guys are listening for the very first time, don't be afraid. If you're listening for the 17th time, then you know what you're going to get. And if you're wondering, Hanging Chad was me MIA for a couple times. And so, Mr. Chad, would you like to explain where you've been for the last two shows? You on the spot.
It's just one show, wasn't it?
Biggest Fish.
I went on a cruise. I bought a house. I moved. I got the flu. I went fishing in the Gulf.
Did you get a tattoo?
No.
Oh, you almost had the trifecta.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so okay. Thank you for that information of what happened. We have a very, very exciting show that we're going to do right now. And I am excited about the big A word of the day.
Oh,
it's the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
God, that was so early. The music hadn't even stopped yet. It was early, but that's okay.
I thought it was perfect.
Kim, are you here?
Right as the music ends. It shouldn't be. Yeah, right. There shouldn't be any dead air.
No, but there's a, correct me if I'm wrong, there should be a beat between the music and then the
Was a beat.
It was like word of the day, word of the day. Ooh, ooh. It should have been ooh, ooh. Anyway, that's neither here nor there, which I don't know where that comes
from. How should it have been?
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Ooh, ooh.
You went. Oh, if you can't do it better.
That's way too much time.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
That's like three beats.
Yeah.
You went, ooh.
No.
Well, then, listen, I have fast ears, so I heard it fast. All right, so anyway, the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we try to educate the mind and the body and the spirit of our listeners and our resistant fighters so that I introduce a word, which I'm going to play in silence three times so that we can hear it, because we have an audio. And then I'm going to ask the resistance fighters, do they know what the big A word of the day is?
I couldn't hear it.
So here is the big A word of the day.
Unctuous. Unctuous.
I heard it.
Punctuous.
Wait, hold on.
I heard it again.
Okay, so question. Were you guys able to hear it?
Yes.
Was the word yes. Unctuous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did I spell it right?
Oh, I couldn't hear it.
UNCTOUS?
UNCTOUS, yes.
There's an N in there.
Right.
Unctuous.
All right. So we're going around the room and ask the resistance fighters who. It's come to my attention that since we've been doing the Big A word of the day, you guys have become smarter because I've introduced words that they've already known, which is impressive to me, which means the Big A word of the day class is working. So I'll go around the room and ask today, PW, do you know what the Big A word of the day is?
Yes, it's pretty much a definition of Steve.
Well, with that being said, Voice of Reason, do you know what the Big A word of the day is?
Spike, when I take these vocabulary tests, when I have like multiple choices, four of them, I'm pretty sure I could eliminate three of them and know what the word is, but I'm going to have to pass. No, I don't know what unctuous is.
And yet you do it every show.
Right. Okay. Hanging Chad?
I can't wait to find out now.
Well, it's like punctuous without the P, so I had to figure it out.
Using deductive reasoning.
It's when you show up on time with an empty bladder.
That's good, yeah.
I mean, he used a deductive reason and he showed his homework. This is a man of a man. All right, how about you, Ms. Billis?
This sort of feels like the best word that you've ever presented on this show. It's just so, I'm so moved by the word that it's just, I can't.
It is the best word.
I'm really proud of Spike for picking unctuous as this week's word.
It's like a piece of fruit that is the best one on the tree. It's hanging there and it just looks so good. This word.
Well,
no, Spike is the one that's like the piece of fruit that's so juicy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, really.
The word is juicy, too. I think it's a juicy, juicy word.
I think it's a juicy word.
Okay, well, I am going to tell you guys what the Big A word of the day is, which is?
Unctuous.
Yeah, at the end of the show.
No, we can't wait that long.
Because, oh, you set them up. Yeah. You set them up. They're going to have to wait now.
No, we've only got like two or three people left.
Yeah, really. Is that included resistance fighters?
Oh, it's true. They have dictionaries out there. Let's go ahead and give it to them without making them.
Unctuous, ladies and gentlemen. It is a. Well, okay, forget that. No, before I tell you that, Billy, use it in a sentence. Or did you already do?
Well, kind of.
In regards to Spike, Steve is always unctuous.
Unctuous. There we go. That's very good.
Right on.
That's good. In regards to Spike, Steve is always unctuous. I was just very unctuous about the word unctuous.
Yes.
Okay. Now that you guys use it in a sentence, Hanging Chad, do you know what the word is? Means?
Yeah, it's brown nosing.
Very good.
No, it's respect. It's showing respect.
No.
According to Miriam,
overly flattering.
According to Miriam, unctuous is a formal word used to describe someone who speaks and behaves in what seems friendly and polite, but is unpleasant because it's obviously not true. Is that what you guys were trying to do, unctuously?
No, it's just somebody who's overly flattering.
Yes.
But insincere about it.
Well, you are.
Oh, my gosh. I think you lost me. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, we can hear you.
Okay, my screen went blank there for just a split second. Google Earth.
No one's concerned with that.
But yeah, unctuous is a word to describe someone who speaks and behaves in a way that's meant to seem friendly, but it's obviously not true. So that's like the Eddie Haskell of in Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, sure. That Eddie Haskell would be yes when he's talking to Barbara Billingsley or
Ward Cleaver lady.
June.
My definition says excessively or ingratiatingly flattering. Excessive flattery is being unctuous.
Oh, my Miriam didn't do that.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. That's an especially nice looking necklace you have on today.
Okay. Well, with that being said, use it in your travels at the water cooler and just use umptuously and be smart and tell them that you got it from the Spike on the Mic show. So with that being said, I think it is time, ladies and gentlemen, for topic changing music.
Hey, we're not actually changing topics, but we are starting one.
I like to call this topic here, See You in 100 Days.
See you in 100 days.
Right. Okay, there's a university professor. He broke the record for living the longest time where?
Okay.
This university professor broke a record for the longest time living where? I should have said it that way. Longest.
I have a guess.
Living where? Billy, where do you think?
My guess is Antarctica.
Ooh, hanging chat?
I'm going to say under the ocean.
Oh, good guess. Voice of Rizion?
Okay, I think Chad's real good, but I'm going to change it a little bit. In a creek bed.
You changed it a little bit. Yeah, really.
Just a little.
Just a little. PWS, what say you?
In a puddle in Central Park.
The water keeps getting smaller. In a cup.
In a shot glass.
Really? Yeah. Holding an H and two O's.
In a ramekin.
That's it. Holding an H and two O's.
Serious. Well, you guys are just mind-bogglingly smart, except for Billy. This guy, he's a university professor at University of South Florida. He's living underwater in a decompressionized unit for 74 days. He's known as, his name is Dituri, doctor, but he's known as Dr. Deep Sea. He did some kind of study, I have no idea why, in a 30-foot lagoon in Largo, he stayed underwater for 74 days.
In the Keys?
Yeah.
Is that where Largo was?
So this is currently going on.
Largo.
This is currently going on. We could go see this guy.
Right, because he broke the record, the previous record, which was 73 days and 2 hours and 34 minutes. So he just stayed 74 days. But being a man of mystery and challenges, he decided he's going to stay there until June 1st, I think it is. Well, he will accomplish 100 days underwater.
Yeah, and you know why? Because you can't do 74 days because the next guy's just going to come in and do 75, and then that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you might as well make it tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wait until your fingers turn into prunes.
Right. But he stayed in this thing underwater, living on a high-protein, heavy meal of eggs and salmon. Prepared in a microwave. So I guess this little pod he was staying in had a little microwave in it. He did exercises with a rubber band, with resistant bands on his daily routine. He did push-ups and took hour-long naps. Question to the resistance fighters. What the purpose of doing that?
He has kids.
Okay. And that's probably why he said, okay, 74.
Yeah, this guy's got too many kids.
Yeah, really. Like,
so I think he's studying the effects of the pressurization, because now I'm reading this. It says the longest time living underwater without depressurization. So that means he's living in a pressurized.
Yes.
I don't.
So
he says without.
Without depressurization. So he is he's living in a pressurized environment, which
he's living at the pressure of the depth that he's at.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Right.
And that he's probably studying the effects of the long-term effects of that, because that, affects lots of things.
Nope. I like
so it. He's like testing it on his body.
Correct. I'm guessing that. I don't know. I haven't actually found a reason yet.
I like Chad's answer. Kids.
Kids. Yeah. Yeah. He wants some alone time.
I think that's it.
Oh, he's staying until my birthday.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, when's your birthday?
June 9th.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then.
Yeah.
Royce, what do you have? What say you?
I'd like to give him a suggestion. He should stay for over 100 days because if he wants to tell people I stayed underwater, under the pressure, water pressure, for a long time, and then they ask him, they say, oh, really? How long? He could say, over 100 days instead of just 100 days.
He should stay down there until his kids have all gone through college and college is paid for, and then he comes out.
Or he really could, if he really wanted to be a Dr. Cusco, he should stay underwater till he dies. And then you can see how long humans can stay underwater in deep pressure.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. Because
if he comes up at 100 days,
that's nothing.
We'll never know.
He didn't accomplish anything.
Really, we won't, because it'll still be the age-old question. How long?
He probably feels a lot of pressure to make this work.
Yeah.
Insert ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-bum. I like it. Okay. Well, that was just something that you guys would know about that. So with that being said, let's do a topic of change in music.
All right. Now, since we've actually done a topic, we can change the topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Okay, I like to call this topic here. I think this is fake fish, but I just don't know why.
I think this is fake fish, but I just don't know why, other than I'm Spike.
I don't remember saying that. You're mind
frying up.
It's true.
Let's fry up this fake fish.
Right, and I need to know what you guys think. Maybe you could tell me this. A Metropolitan Council maintenance worker in Minnesota discovered a diamond ring in the wastewater system and took the ring back to this rightful owner who had lost his ring down the sewer 13 years ago.
Wow.
Is it he?
Yeah, he said his.
Yeah. The lady, Mary, and her husband, David, they were celebrating something about their wedding after 45 years. And on the 33rd wedding anniversary, he gave her a ring and it didn't fit properly. So as she was washing hands or something, the ring slipped off and fell off. It slipped off and fell into the toilet or the drain. And she couldn't retrieve it. And it was, you know, they figured it was death. It was gone forever.
Why was she washing her hands in the toilet?
Because...
maybe people, she was doing sometimes something else with
hurricane. There was a hurricane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hurricane,
yeah. In Minnesota, hurricane. Yeah.
Or
in
maybe she wasn't washing her hands. Maybe she was wiping
her hands.
Yeah. Why did it have to be in the toilet? It could have happened in the sink or in the bathtub or something.
Well, because she said I reached for it and flushed the toilet and the ring fell in. And it was swirling, swirling, swirling. I dove for it and I couldn't get it.
What was she reaching
for? Go for it. So this is part of this staying underwater for how long?
Yeah.
This is like that movie Trainspotting.
Yeah. Yes. That was a really scary scene.
Yes, it was. It was very disturbing and disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah. But ironically, this guy named David,
who is a part of the Metropolitan System Council.
Yeah.
Yes. And he maintained it.
But he, after 13 years...
So wait, how did they find it?
He's probably working on the sewer system and found it.
Yeah. Oh, like in his yard or something?
Yeah.
He was a maintenance worker in the sewage system.
Well, for several years, he worked on the railroad. But eventually...
I'm wondering, this sounds like a septic tank thing.
No.
Like he found it in a septic
tank. It was waste management water system.
He was working... If you're on the city sewer, there's people that work on those sewers to maintain them. And that was what he did for a living. Worker.
So this guy, Marjorie, I'm giving the wife's name Marjorie. Marjorie's washing her hands.
Right.
The ring falls off. She's like, oh, crap. Bob. And Bob's like, I'll just get it at work.
No.
How'd she delve into the toilet?
No, they forgot about it because it's 14 years later. Someone else, a maintenance worker, the Bob didn't find the ring. Ed found the ring in the sewer.
I suspect that this maintenance worker was working there at the time she lost the ring and remembered and went back and went through the city council records and found out who this lady was and returned her ring to her.
I think this has happened more than once. And Bob remembered it. Marjorie lost her ring 14 years ago and doesn't really remember what the ring looked like, but remembers that she lost it. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's my wife's.
Yeah, that's it.
This is what I was saying about the fake fish thing.
And that's when he remembered she was his wife.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Bob's like,
even he hadn't seen his kids in 100 days. Yeah.
Or Bob working at there, he went through lost and found at the sewer place, saw this nice ring, and said, I'll shut up.
And do you imagine the lost and found at the sewage plant? I would not want to go through that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they probably cleaned it off, but that's why I'm thinking this might be some fake fish kind of thing. He's trying to, because 13 years in the sewer, it's pretty much a goner, unless they did clean it out.
Oh, not unless it's corn. If it's corn, it's still there.
Yeah. I don't know how it got there.
That's a good question.
Wait, but gold and diamonds don't like decompose.
Yeah.
So if it was a diamond ring, all you have to do is clean it off and it looks as good as it. It might be a little scratched up, but it'll be as good as it looked 13 years ago.
You would put it on your finger and be like, perfect. It's beautiful as it was on day one. You would just put it right back on.
If you cleaned it really well,
yeah,
yes,
just
I
don't.
Would.
Okay, so I would
just don't smell my hand.
I'd be like,
that's the reason.
Every day I'd be like,
yeah,
right. Yeah, it's kind of 50-50.
So but that's the reason the jewelry is so valuable, is because you can stick it in anything and then wash it off. And it, like Billy said, it's as good as new.
Even a bunch of turds.
But my question is, 10 years ago, 11, 12 years ago, where was this ring? Making it
in some sewer somewhere.
Yeah.
And then year 13, they strained that particular sewer.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it moves a little bit with each flush.
Each flush. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ring's got a story.
Yeah. Serious. I don't know. I for some reason, want to call that fake fish. I think that Joe just took it out of Lost and Found, and then he said, let's come up with a story here and say, hey.
I think so, too. I think this is
How did he know who to look for to return the ring? That's what I'd like to know.
The fake fish told him.
That should be part of the story. Isn't
so, did, so when it,
he
when it
located the lady by.
When it fell down the toilet, they called Roto-Rooter and they described it, and Roto-Rooter put it in their official documents.
Oh, okay.
Then they probably told them.
Roto-Rooter.
Oh, the people like there's a national.
Down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and knock out the next topic. Hold on a second. Hold on a second before we leave that.
Yeah.
Fake fish, PW? Yeah, your name.
It would have to be fake fish because, as we all know, you can never find any fish in there. Just corn.
Just corn. All right. How about you, Miss Billis?
I think it's totally real.
Voice of Rizion.
And I would wear that ring proudly. Look, everybody. It's my poop ring.
Yes.
So, I think
it
it's
used
a beautiful
to be gold.
I think it's beautiful.
Now it's the color of poop. Yeah.
I would love for Billy's engagement ring to be a poop ring. I can't wait to meet that guy. I would think he's cool. I'd be like, duh, I think that's cool and different. I'm probably the only friend of hers that loves her poop ring.
Yeah. I'm not shaking. Yeah.
I'm hoping it's a true story. It's a beautiful story. I'm hoping that it's really true.
Now it's a brown diamond.
Yeah, really. So, voice, I mean,
very rare.
Hanging cat, what
chocolate
say you?
Chocolate diamond.
Yeah, chocolate diamond. These jokes can go on and on. Let's move from this crappy topic.
Really? Because this thing, it has a story. You tell it moved through the whole city's crap. Anyway, all right. All right, so let's move on with topic, the changing music.
Okay. All right, that was a wonderful topic. Let's see what we can come up when we change.
And this is just a question I have to ask the resistance fighters. And this topic here, it's probably going to get some legs, and we're going to probably talk about it for a minute. And the question is, now with marijuana or weed being, quote, legalized into some fashion where it could be municipal or whatever the other thing is.
Accessible,
rarely easy.
Ostensive?
I don't know about that.
Unctuous?
Unctuous. Anyway, with that stuff being legal, question to the resistance fighters in 2023, which people like to say, why isn't prostitution legal? Now, hear me out before you guys give me your answer.
Because you can't smoke a prostitute.
Back in the day.
Oh, yes, you can.
Back in the day, there was alcohol was illegal, so they had bootlegging it. So, yeah. So they made it legal, and all the bootleggers probably went out of business or something like that. They were the numbers, because my granny used to play the numbers in the streets. The lottery came around, and that basically shut down that industry. So then, I guess smoking never was illegal. But, okay, so now marijuana, they've gotten rid of that stigma about it's a bad drug, gateway drug, yada, yada, yada. They got rid of that stigma, and now they made it legal as 90% can be. So why haven't they made prostitution legal? And PW, what say you?
Because you can't smoke a prostitute. That's the whole reason.
But they made alcohol.
Because of...
Wait, hold on a second. PW, but they made alcohol, it was illegal, they made it legal. And I think right? But then they decided you can't drink a prostitute?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so go ahead. Billy, why do you think it hadn't become legalized yet?
Because of religious reasons. But people are very motivated by it, and that's, those are the lowest of the low. That's a terrible sin to be a prostitute and sell yourself and all that sort of stuff. There are countries in this world where prostitution is 100%
right, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about here. Yeah.
Because like logic doesn't mean anything to people. It's just because God doesn't want my husband to sleep with a hooker.
Okay, all right. Voice of reason.
Let's go back to the roots of why it was made illegal. Disease, probably. They're trying to stop the spread of disease, and
so they made
it illegal. And
no, they were trying to prevent fun. That's what they're always doing. That's what they're always doing.
You can get some pretty serious diseases from sexual contact.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To the villages.
Yeah.
With people that have multiple sexual contacts with other people. So I'm thinking there was a logical reason to make it illegal. I'm going to stick with my story. And that's
I'm kind of with Billy. I think it's tied to religion and preserving the family, male-female family ideal.
I don't disagree.
I also am a believer that sex work is work. Sex work is work.
Work.
Sex work is work.
Yeah, really. Jobs.
Okay. I can't judge people for what they do for a living, and that's none of my business.
That would put all of the terrible pimps and a lot of sex trafficking, that would make all of that go away, because there would be no reason to traffic somebody if they could do it of their own choice and free will.
Definitely would put a dent into that, I think, that kind of
activity.
Activity, yeah. So
it'd be a whole lot more self-employed people.
Correct.
That doesn't sound like a bad thing. So I'm thinking it's just that mentality. It goes along with what you said, Billy, but it's the stigma of it, I think. Because
that's part of the religious thing. The religious background that America has is where that stigma comes from.
So religious... biggest ally is fear and faith?
No, you just don't want to allow fun.
Fun. There you go.
Anything that's fun, we've got to
allow. And fear. I think fear has a lot to do with it.
I think people try to tie it to their own lives too quickly. I think that we need to just stay out of people's business and let people do. I'll stay out of your business and what you do for a living. I'll keep my mind out of your bedroom if you do the same for me. Because I don't really need to know what you do. I don't really, it doesn't impact me.
Boys?
I still wonder what Steve does, though.
The silver iodide, okay, is what they used to put in babies' eyes to keep them from being blind if they were born with syphilis. This doesn't sound like fun, like to me, having babies born with syphilis. So being born blind. So there was a reason to make prostitution illegal. I mean, a serious reason for it.
Are you calling it
just
a
stopping people from having fun?
Hold on a second. So you're saying babies were born with silver eyes?
No. They would have to put silver iodide drops in the baby's
eyes. Ooh, just like Vin Diesel in Pitch Black. Got silver eyes,
and also that's not good for your eyes to put that stuff in there.
But from what I know of sex workers, they're the most protected. I mean, they've got the profession down. Like they know that how to use a condom. They know how to use all of the. It's the people that don't do that
they
as
don't
a
do
work.
It.
So are the ones that are spreading disease.
Yeah, but this I'm going back to history. Maybe there could be inspections, and the prostitution could be made. In this modern day and age, maybe, I mean, you can tell whether you've got COVID just by swabbing your nose
and if you wear a blindfold, you won't go blind.
So it's maybe the time has come to legalize prostitution, but there was a good reason for it in the past.
That leads to his next question. Do you think with the education of people, it will become legal in the next 10 years?
No,
I don't think so.
I think for the reasons that probably
Billy is using, saying that moral reasons, they probably won't do it because apparently we're going a different direction with this country in the next.
Okay, now I would. It just one of those things that popped up in my mind. Like, damn, I don't get that. Why can't we do this?
And get cheaper.
Yeah, really, things would be a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
All right, well, then now I have that. But before we go any further, we have two things we have to do. One, ladies and gentlemen, is to give acknowledgments to the people who make this show possible. Our sponsor.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
It is. All right, we're back. All right, so that was one. Thank you again to those people there who help us kill some time. And the next thing I'd like to know, did the resistance fighters do their homework? And we'll go with a yes. So let's hit the jingle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a segment of the show where we ask the resistance fighters, because, you know, this is a participatory show. I'm not the one who drives the show. We all drive. So let's find out, did the resistance fighters do their homework? And the first homework person will be Miss Billy. Miss Billy, do your homework. Do your homework.
So my homework is on this day in history. And on this day in history, in 1980.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
This thing came into existence for the first time. It came out into the scene on this day in 1980. What happened on this day in 1980? This thing came into existence to entertain the masses in 1980.
Oh, I know.
I got a first guess. Can I guess?
Okay. Spike, be the first guess.
The Pit Rock.
Okay. That's Spike's guess. Yeah. Daddy?
Daddy. MTV.
I want mine. That's a guess.
Okay, right. That's Daddy's guess. Anybody chat?
That's a good guess. MTV is a good guess, but I'll say cassette tapes.
Reasonable X.
Surround sound.
In 1980? Yeah, that's
surround sound.
No.
Well, that's when a lot of people come around you and they all yell.
They surround you. Yeah. Yes.
You're all wrong.
What?
This is someplace you would go to. Well, this is a thing. You would go to a place to interact with this thing.
Let me guess again.
Okay.
You go to a rock quarry to get your pet rock.
Okay, that's Spike's guess. Dad, do you have another guess? You would go to a place.
You go to a rock quarry and get MTV.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
The arcade.
Okay, that's where you would go.
To get a what? A rock?
Particular thing would you interact with on this day in history in 1980?
Miss Patton.
He got it. He just got it.
Go back a little bit.
Wait, pinball machine.
No. Go back forward.
Hold on a second.
Or pong.
Well, hold on a second. You didn't give me all those hints. I could have said, no, not the rock quarry. It's the place where you go and the Flintstones. No, you could have gave me some clues. I have no idea what I'm saying.
But okay, it's not a pet rock. It's Pac-Man, not Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, Chad got
Pac-Man.
It.
Oh, come on.
That's not the same thing. Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man.
I said Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, I think.
No, you didn't.
I thought I heard you say that. Yeah.
Pac-Man was first released in two arcades. On this day in history, in 1980.
Do you guys...
Whose game was that? Who came up with Pac-Man?
Namco,
okay. Well, so it wasn't one of the...
Or Namco. I don't know how to pronounce it. N-A-M-E-C-O.
And you guys did Namco go on to be a different company, get a new name later
Krayco.
On?
Krayco.
I don't remember.
And you guys are sure that Pac-Man... You're 100% sure Pac-Man is not a rock.
Pac-Man is not... A rock, that is correct.
But Miss Pac-Man might be a rock.
Okay, Billy, that was a great, great homework. Next one, we have Voice of Reason.
Okay, I've got a little bit of a pet peeve. Like when somebody gives an answer that's like 99.9% correct, all right? And then somebody else would be like picking on that answer and saying, oh, no. You're wrong because you added a little something to it or something like that.
Not the correct answer.
Well, right, exactly. But that's like a pet peeve of mine because it's...
Because you're still wrong?
Hold on a second.
You're mad that you didn't get it right. You were close but didn't get it right.
But hold on, Billy.
But you're still wrong.
I want to know, what is his pet peeve? What'd you call that?
Yeah, what that's called like being like picayune about the answer.
It's your pet peeve.
When people are picayune about the answer you gave and say, oh, no, you're 100% wrong, even though you got 99.9% of it correct.
Okay. All right. All right. That's like almost being pregnant, right?
But that's giving no credit for somebody that just was.
Steve. All right. I will acknowledge that sometimes you are nearly right.
There we go. See, now, how is that so difficult?
Yeah.
Nope.
People right. do.
Very, very difficult.
Hey, Chad, do your homework. Do your homework.
So my new thing is called a SwitchBot. Oh. And you put it on your curtain rod, and it's smart, and you can open and close your curtains.
What?
And I will demonstrate it for you. Are you ready?
Let's see, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Billy's at my house right now, so you're going to have to watch Billy's screen.
Okay.
Oh, wait, let me unblur it.
Yeah,
unblur.
No, leave it blurred. It'd be cool that way.
No. Okay.
All right.
Hey Siri, close the curtains.
Okay. Which shade? Curtain, patio cushion, or all?
All.
All the curtains.
Hello.
Oh, that was
exciting. Hey Siri, close the patio curtain.
Oh, okay. That'd help.
Okay.
Oh my snap.
Oh wow.
Oh man, I want that. Wow.
Wait, now do the other one.
No, that's because it's...
Yeah, wait a second. Hold on. Hey, Siri, open the patio curtain.
Siri can't hear you.
I would really freak out if you did that word.
All right, now do the other
Hey, Siri, Open the...
Hey, Siri, close the living room curtain.
I mean, this is, if somebody's listening to this, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously. Okay, and we should describe the curtains are actually closing.
Closing, yeah, really.
Even as there's no one there.
I like hey, Siri. Hey, Siri, open all the curtains.
Yeah.
Hey, Siri, give the living room curtain a little tug in the middle.
Fix it. Okay.
Hey, Siri, scratch right there where it's itching.
Okay. Hey, so what happened then? Hanging Chad did something and his curtains were opening and closing. Great. Do your homework.
Radio.
Yeah. Now, what we were
on. Never mind, Siri.
What's the name of the product again? You
should. It's called the Switch. It's called the Switchbot.
Switchbot
curtain.
Hey, that would be cool if you put it on your shower curtain and you send it, hey, Siri, open the curtain. And somebody's in there taking a shower.
Yeah.
You're totally
that would scare him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, serious, really. Okay, so we introduced great homework segment, guys, great homework. So last week we introduced that we're going to grade the homework. Again, Hanging Chat, this is not a competition, but we're going to grade the levels of it, the homework. Yeah, I think we tried it this way, and we'll try it again. I'm probably doing it wrong. Voice of Reason, what do you give the grade of Billy for Pac-Man?
I think it was really good. I think it was a great. We got the guess. It was fun to participate in. I thought I'm going to give an A+. She came up with a really good topic.
You give her an A. All right, Hanging Chair. What do you give Billy for the Pac-Man?
I give her a B.
Give her a B. All right. Voice PWs, what do you give Billy for the Pac-Man?
100%.
No, the answer is A, B, or C.
I thought it was A, B, or D plus.
Yeah, that's right. A, B, or F. That's what it was.
A, B, or F. Yeah.
So you got it. Hey. All right. Okay.
D plus is funnier.
All right. So, Billy, what do you give Hanging Chad for his homework?
I give that an A.
All right. What do you give the Voice of Reason?
Wait a minute. I thought we were doing Chad next.
Billy has everybody has grade other people's.
Right. But you just had everybody grade me, so now everybody should grade Chad.
Yeah, we gotta do it that way this
so
time.
So Reasonable X would grade Chad.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, so Voice of X. I mean, damn it. Voice of Reason.
I can tell you guys have not locked this down.
I would give Chad an A+. He had a product. He had a good demonstration of it. He did an excellent job on it, and it was flawless.
Okay, all right. PW, what do you give Hanging Chad with the curtains?
Oh, absolutely an A.
I'm gonna take your class. All right, so now we have to go around and ask: is it Voice of Reason? No, Chad, Hanging Chad. No, wait a minute. Who's next?
We all have to grade Voice of Reason now. So you just pick somebody that's not the
okay,
Voice
so
of Reason.
Billy, what do you give the Voice of Reason's homework?
A D+, because he was wrong.
I'd like to change my grade that I gave you, Billy.
Hanging Chad. I don't remember his. What was yours?
He was complaining that when people are wrong. But yeah, they're close to being right, that they should be right just because they're close to being right, but they're still wrong.
God, where the heck was I getting coffee?
So, what do you grade the voice of you can be the Voice of X now?
I think the voice gets 100%.
Wow.
And I don't even remember it.
PW, what do you give the voice?
Oh, it's a pure F.
Okay. Okay, I'm starting to listen. Okay, so now I'm gonna give
you. He was partly right.
I'm gonna give everybody a grade.
I don't know how you can grade somebody on how they feel about things.
Right. I give Hanging Chad an A. Billy a B.
Oh.
Voice of Reason, you get an F. And here's it. Let me explain why.
Because you were only partly right.
Because I think you made your. I think you made. You did your homework. In the middle
on the fly
of doing your homework, yeah. last week he did the same thing.
He's like, I had a great one, but this one was what was on my mind at the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've got a million things that make me a little bit upset.
They grind your gears.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I find
you use them today. You'd pick something 10 seconds before your homework was
and
due.
And listen, if this is true, you need to don't make it sound like you just made it up, because last week your homework was something that we were just talking about. And this week your homework was something we were just talking about.
Yeah, but I mean, it's current.
But remember, we talk about the past.
You waited to the last minute to do your homework.
I'm talking about things that people are thinking about out there, even as
we waited until the last minute to do your homework.
So voice.
That always is a sloppy homework.
It's not a competition.
But it is partly right.
But if we're talking about cats, right?
Thank you,
say
W.
Yeah.
I wish Billy could acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I wish
Billy. That was what he said. That's what he said. Oh, that was his shtick.
We should give him credit for being partly right.
So voice, if
like
we're talking
half
about,
of enough.
Yeah.
Really.
All right. Like we do have something called topic changing music.
That's not your call.
I know it's not my call.
Right. But because I just want to give an example of why you're getting bad grades in your homework. Because if we're talking about cats, and then I say, voice of reason, did you do homework? And your homework says, yes, I hate cats. Then it sounds as though you just made it up because the last thing we were talking about.
That's what it sounds like. I understand that. But I got to understand.
It was so partly right. Yeah.
It's a current thing that's happening, and it's what people want to know about is what's going on now.
Partly right.
Oh, that's
still
a good argument.
Partly right is still incorrect.
And Billy's not gonna let you.
And partly correct.
Yeah, exactly. All right, but
hang on to that.
Okay, Billy, how do you spell Pac-Man?
Pacman.
Nope, there's a hyphen. There's a hyphen.
Pac. -man. Yep.
You got it totally wrong. Totally wrong.
Nobody knew
what you were talking about. You got it totally wrong.
The first time, incorrect.
We have 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You think we can fly through a topic in 3 minutes, or can we?
We have 8 minutes.
No, yes. We have to start saying what you stuck with.
All right. Yes. Let's do a topic. We can do a really quick topic. Everybody talk fast.
Stop taking music.
All right, here comes the topic. It's coming very fast. So everybody hold on to something because you might fall down.
I like to call this topic here, go to the light.
Go to the light.
I don't know how you resistance fighters feel about this. Do you guys feel that there's life after death? The reason I ask you that is because Kevin Hill, he's a 55-year-old man. His heart stopped while he was in the hospital being treated for some kind of serious uncommon disease that causes calcium to accumulate in his small blood cells and vessels in his fat skin tissues.
Okay.
All right. So now he came back to life, but while he came back, like he was saying that he saw himself die. He saw his body leave, and he was looking down as doctors were performing this kind of stuff there. And, you know, they were trying to resuscitate him. And he said he had
an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, he said his dead skin was causing, he saw his dead skin blistering, and it was like it was eating his skin alive, but he wasn't in any excruciating pain. All he knew was that he had died and he separated from his body. And he just woke up, and he said the bleeding stopped, and he just said he knew it wasn't his time to die.
Okay.
This is a big question for a very little time we have.
Okay. Faster.
Yeah. You believe that?
Yep.
I believe that he had a dream while he was dead and there was still oxygen in his brain. He had a dream that he was hovering over himself while he was dead. That's what I believe.
My answer is I personally don't know because we don't have proof.
Quicker.
There's no way to know for sure.
Right. Okay.
When I was recently in the hospital, I was intubated and I was completely unconscious, but I could see everybody poking me with sticks.
I was there. I witnessed him being poked with sticks.
No, did you have stick, Billy? Did you have a stick?
I wasn't one of the people with the sticks. No.
Oh, okay. Voice of reason?
Yes. There is life after death, but only for those who believe.
Ooh. Okay, so that's like the people with the ghost and the roaches. All right, so with that being said, I believe he made that up, and he heard that's what people say about they look down and have out-of-body experience. I think he just made it up for attention.
There you go.
This is me saying, no, Kevin, stop it. You didn't die. You just think you did, and you want to just make this up. And last question before we go there. Do you guys, when you're driving through the neighborhood, you're looking for an address, do you turn your radio down?
Yes. I do. I do. I don't know why.
What was the question?
I can't leave it up.
When you're driving through a neighborhood looking for an address, you're going somewhere looking for someone's address, do you turn your radio down when you're looking
for so you can concentrate?
Yes, I've never noticed.
As if that's going to make you hear the numbers on the houses better.
Louder.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, and when you
did I do that just now, trying to find this house? I don't know.
When you parallel park, do you turn the radio down if you're in the car? Yes. It's human nature, I think. I have no idea why it happens, but I think you just automatically.
It demands all my attention. That's all.
Yes, really. I was trying to explain it to someone, and they didn't believe me. And I said, no, I think it does happen. People do
absolutely.
All the time. All right. So
yeah, sounds right. Sounds like something I would do.
Yes.
Sounds almost right in your case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, next week we're going to bring back OK Boomer. I got some stuff.
Oh,
I wanted to do it. But
OK Boomer.
Ran out of time.
I love that game. It's my favorite game.
It is my favorite theme song. A favorite amongst the resistance fighters. And got that. Anything else? Do you guys remember what the big A word of the day was?
Yes.
Unctuous.
Unctuous. Make sure you use it in your daily travels when you're talking to people. Say, oh, you are so unctuous, or however the word is supposed to be.
Unctuous.
Unctuous. I have to use it. I want to use it so bad.
Don't be so unctuous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They would say that to you.
With that being said, we have to go around the room and let the people know what stuck with the resistance fighters today. So I'll start out with you. Hanging Chad, what stuck with you today?
Father's Day is just around the corner, so if you have a lot of kids, a couple of weeks. If you have a lot of kids and you need some peace and quiet, find a pressurized tank.
Yeah. there you go. And Voice of Reason, what stuck with you?
That you guys are fantastic. I mean, what you did today for me was to point out how unctuous I am, and I'm going to try and be less unctuous in the future.
Oh,
way to go, guys.
I got it. And Miss Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That Reasonable's unctuosity is boundless.
Ooh, PWs, what stuck with you?
That we can always count on Steve to be almost right.
Serious.
Well, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
What stuck with me was, I think I like those moving curtains. I think that's a moving curtain. But unfortunately, I want to use the goodness for evil.
Yeah, that shower curtain idea is fantastic. Can you imagine how much fun you could have house guests?
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Spike's getting a divorce really soon.
well, then it'll come in handy. I can just invite babes over and say, hey, go take a shower.
And then they start to see that curtain move over.
What? Really? All right. And another thing I want to say real quick, and I just totally forgot it. What the heck was it real quick? Anyway, do you guys remember what it was?
Yeah. You want
it
us to be good and have a nice week. And you're looking forward to next week. I think that's what you're going to say.
That might've been it, but that really wasn't. Dag nabbit, I even tried to be nice and say I'm gonna wait until the very end to say it because I didn't want to talk over people. But ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what I want to say, but it was probably something really important.
I bet it was nice too. I bet it was very nice what you were gonna say.
You were so unctuous, I can't stand it.
Oh, was it that we're gonna do the show 3 times a week?
Oh,
yeah, that could have been.
No.
I'm not damn sure what
it is. That'd be almost right.
Not true. That sure is like wasn't what he was going to say.
God dang it. It may have some, might have something to do with the show, too. No idea.
Are we doing the show next week?
Schedule, yes.
Okay. So our...
ladies and
gentlemen. Did we win? Did we deserve any new awards?
5 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we get a one?
Spike on the Mic Show. We out. One.